We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Growing in the Knowledge of God 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians 1:9-10. For this reason we also, from the day we heard about you, have not ceased praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may live worthily of the Lord and please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good deed, growing in the knowledge of God. I have just read from the New English Translation. The knowledge of God's will does not come by accident. It is cultivated through deliberate fellowship with Him. Many believers desire spiritual authority and fruitfulness, but neglect the very means by which these are produced. Consistent attention to God's word and a yielded heart of obedience are key to growing in the knowledge of God. Spiritual wisdom and understanding grow as we choose God's voice above every other voice competing for our attention. When a believer grows in the knowledge of God, it affects not only his private life, but also the atmosphere around him. Just as Mitch noticed peace and protection in the presence of his roommate, a life that walks closely with God carries spiritual influence. Darkness recognizes light, and the authority that flows from intimacy with God cannot be hidden. It is important to note that spiritual power is not merely for dramatic experiences. It is first for living worthily of the Lord. A believer who is growing in the knowledge of God becomes more Christ-like, walking in love, holiness, humility, and obedience. This kind of life pleases God and produces lasting fruit in every good work. God's desire is not that we struggle through the Christian life, but that we grow steadily, bearing fruit, increasing in grace, and becoming effective witnesses of His life. As you continue to apply your heart to God's word, trust that He will supply the wisdom and understanding needed to walk fully in His will. Go into today with this assurance. As you grow in the knowledge of God, your life will naturally reflect His power, peace, and fruitfulness. Prayer. Father, I ask for grace to grow continually in the knowledge of your will. Fill me with spiritual wisdom and understanding, that I may live a life worthy of you and bear fruit in every good work. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me. Wash me clean and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 122 to 124. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.